Good morning, everybody. Would you like to stand and join us in song as we usher the presence of the Holy Spirit in? He's already been prayed in, by the way. Open with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go to the announcements. So I don't know who the deacon is on board. Can we open with prayer? You can come on up. We'll open with prayer first. Father, as we open this place for your holy presence to enter in. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for every heart that's here and every heart, Lord, that you have cultivated to come and hear the word today. I pray that it would fall on fertile ground, Lord, would be something that would take root. And Father, it would be thought of throughout the week, and you would just continue, Lord God, to work upon us and give us the desire to change in the way that you would have us to change and to do the things that you ask us to do. We praise you, and we tell you today that we do love you, and we want to thank you, Lord God, in your name, amen.
Yeah, this might be handy. So, how many kids we have today going to kids' church? Raise your hand. How many of you remember your memory verse that Miss Bonnie's been teaching you? Raise your hand. Anybody want to share it? No. Okay, I'll share it because I wrote it down. So in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but those who trust in the Lord will receive new strength. They will fly high as eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not grow weak. Amen. So with that, we'll dismiss our children. You can go with Miss Bonnie. Now you got a chance of remembering it when she asks you. So as we trust in the Lord, we just want to ask you, how are you trusting the Lord? What are some things you're trusting Him for? Jan? Joe. Okay. So we have a family working on reconciliation. And Miss Velvet, unfortunately, her brother Joe had an ambulance ride this week and is now in Chelsea Hospital. So we'll pray for him. Anyone, Vern? So we want to come alongside a brother by the name of Steve with some gambling addictions and just the attack from Satan. We'll come alongside him and pray for God to step in. Miss Glenda? So we've been praying for Delaney, Ralph and Glenda's granddaughter, and she's developed a staph infection as part of previous treatments, and now we're going to have to delay further treatment for that. So, okay. And I'll mention Ryan is struggling as well. We've been praying for another young man with a similar ailment, and I don't know the details there, but I know he's been in and out of the hospital a few times. Anybody else want to share? Lindsay.
So I asked prayers for last week for Nick, my brother. We had court Wednesday. It didn't go well, I'm just going to be honest. He is officially out of the court's hands. They just missed his probation. Not a good thing. He has not been following what he's supposed to do. It was partly his fault, but also the system. The system failed him. So prayers for him, because he is officially homeless. He's got no help, nothing. I'm paying for his phone. He's been assaulted twice. He's been robbed.
Oh my God.
He's got nowhere to go. So just pray.
So we want to pray for Lindsay's brother, Nick. He's in a really bad situation, only 19-year-old young man, and finds himself homeless and with not much help, not much.
Joel. Lindsay as well, because she feels responsible to a degree. And we've tried to help this kid numerous times. The church has helped him significantly financially and the place he's stay.
It's a tough road, yeah. So we'll pray for Lindsay and the Sharkey, entire Sharkey family there, that they just have the wisdom and courage to step up and wisdom to step aside. So, oh. Jan. Okay, so Miss Jan Otto, her sister has some nerve problems and going for a physical therapy this week, so we'll just ask for healing there as well. Anybody else? Any will behind me.
Yes. If they would be able to get a surgery date on board.
That's your husband, Terry?
Yes.
Okay. So we're looking for a surgery date for Mr. Terry. Joel?
Prayers for Brian's hand in the situation he's in with his employer.
Oh.
Insurance.
So Ryan hurt his hand at work, and we need some help with finances and dealing with employers and insurance, and we, unfortunately, if we're all grown up, we all know how that goes. It can be a challenge. So, and we'll be sure to keep our search team in prayer, and our deacons are meeting this afternoon, hopefully fairly quickly, talking about the budget and how we can help the search team there. Anything else? Let's take a moment and pray. I'll try to pray through most of these things. I may miss a few. I struggle to read my own writing. So, Father God, we do come before you today knowing that all these things, all these worries, all these heavy hearts, they're all under your authority, your control. And Lord, just like we read out of your word, those that trust in you will be strengthened. We will be able to soar like eagles. We can run and not grow tired. We can walk and not grow weary. So, Lord, I don't want this to be condemnation to myself or anybody else, but so often when we're tired and struggling, it's because we're not trusting in you. So give us the wisdom to just step back, drop to our knees, and bring these to you and wholly trust in you. Lord, we think of families, that brothers and sisters, and that just we can't get along sometimes, or it appears that way. But through prayer and just the your Holy Spirit touching hearts, we know that those relationships can be reconciled. You are the master. You are perfect in reconciliation. You've shown us that multiple times. And Lord, we just have a whole list of people with health troubles, and we know that that's one way that Satan attacks us, is to just to get at our health, get us weak, get us physically down. And so we pray for Velvet, her brother, Joe. We don't even know what's wrong, but we just trust you for that. We trust you that you would touch Velvet's heart and comfort her. We think of Delaney and just the rough road she's traveled, and knowing that just there's more challenges. And Lord, we just pray for your peace, your hand to touch her body and to touch those around her. And Lord, we know you can work in these things and through these things. And we think of Ryan as well, who's traveling a similar road. Father, we pray for a sister that's got nerve trouble and looking for Mr. Terry to get a surgery date so that the doctors can address those needs. And we just pray over Ryan's hand that you would heal it, that you've got something you're working out through this situation, and that just would become clear and that lessons would be learned, your name would be glorified. Lord, we think of other challenges. A brother by the name of Steve, gambling addiction. Just, it doesn't matter the addiction. We have so many things that this world tempts us with and that Satan uses to infiltrate our lives. So we all have struggles. We just lift up this brother to you and pray for your hedge of protection around him and his family, that there would be a clear path to recovery and in your glory. We do want to lift up Nick, Lindsay's brother. Lord, I don't know specifically what to pray, and I know Lindsay's got to be struggling with that and the Sharkey family. We struggle to know how to help others, know where to draw the line, know when we're enabling and when we're encouraging. So Lord, I just pray for wisdom and your hand over that entire situation as well. And I do pray for the leadership of this church. I just thank you that you brought Pastor Jim to us and that for his help. I thank you for each hand, each heart that's serving diligently on our pastor search team. I just pray for your Holy Spirit to guide that entire, we call it a process, that entire journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Need to remember your worship leader as she's speaking somewhere today and giving the word to others. So please remember her in your prayers as she does that. And I praise her and thank her, the Lord. But I'm thanking Jamie for the opportunity to step up for her. It's not been easy to do this, but you know what? The Lord calls us to do things. So I'm just thankful to be able to do it for her. So bear with us and let's stand. What? amazing how the Lord lines things up. And I was just thanking him as he's up here praying and talking about trusting and obeying. And our song before the sermon is Trust and Obey. And I said, Lord, you are so awesome, God. People that I know they love me, but they turned on me in a way, so I can relate to that. And man, was I mad. I had anger rise up in me that it scared me when I really got when I heard it. And I went, okay, so a dear friend, Jan, had talked to me one time, and she had told me how she had to forgive some people. And I thought, what? You know, but the Lord spoke to my heart. And I had to forgive them, and it didn't matter if they knew it, because they passed, but it's the fact that I had to forgive them and let it go, and it's been the best thing I ever did. I mean, you don't hold that grudge. You don't even think about it anymore, really. It's something the Lord just takes care of, so don't be afraid to just say, Lord, I don't feel like forgiving them, but I tell you I forgive them, because it works, of course. God works. Sorry. And with that, I'd like you to stand. We're going to close with a song. That was a wonderful sermon. I'm going to open the altars. And if anybody feels a need to come, or if you are afraid to come, there's people in this place that will walk with you, that will come up here and pray with you. So please, use the altars today and come and talk to the Lord about what he would like you to talk to him about.
Your name is power, your name is healing. shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Jesus, over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Hallelujah.